Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to it on a Wednesday, DP. Austin Orman, Old School. Austin, before we dive in the deep end of the pool, would you please let them know about our friends at the Mercado?
Certified Piedmontese, every type of meat, every type of cut. Lots of beef jerky got dropped off earlier in the week. Yes. If you want it, it is there. Two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, as well as 30th and Yankee Hill. You can also look in Omaha, 168th and Maple Streets, for the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese.
All sorts of flavor, all sorts of taste. 402-464-5685. Sorry, hey, your text line. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, hit us up. Hit me, hit Austin with a what's up, and we will include you in the conversation. But before we dive into the pool, there's some greatness in the room. Eric Strickland, kind sir. For those on the stream, and if you're not on the stream, jump on the stream again, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, X, Allo, Channel 951, all available to you. And on the said stream now, a beautiful thing by our friend Kendall Warnock from A1 Automotive has just dropped it off.
Josh Davis. Yeah, initiated that, and it's through Rick Stein Recognition.
Okay.
And alumni.
Show that camera, Stricky.
We'll get your voice. Yeah,
shout out to Josh Davis through Kendall, who brought this to me. I'm going to show it to you. But it's through Rick Stein Recognition, which is off of right down the street from us in 2350 O Street here in Lincoln. A number for them. If you want to get your own or get one like it or get one for your son or your daughter, you can do that as well. 402-476-3810, and that's Rick Stein Recognition. And alumni cap, which is career achievement plaque. This is what this is. You can go to alumnicap.com. I'm going to show it to you.
He will flash it up on the stream so you can see it. It is gorgeous, good looking. Jumping, leaping, shooting Eric Strickland.
Keep it there as I zoom out here for a
second. Yeah, he will allow that to be seen. We want to share it and celebrate the young man for what he's done, and thank our fine partners for making sure that Strick gets some love, because that is a good looking piece of art.
You got your achievements there on the bottom, Stricky. What's your favorite? Well, which one of those are you most proud of down there?
I would say the defensive ones.
Okay.
Three-time defensive All Big 18. I think that was probably the one that I liked the most.
That's not bad. Oh, three-time. You hear that?
Three times.
Three
One, two, three.
Times. So there's a way, right? So, yes. So, well done, kind sir. Congratulations. Good stuff. Good stuff, Strick.
My partner.
Yeah, woo! Man. Good stuff. From the text line, texter asked, DP, are you going to UFC 300? It pains me, but I have to celebrate at the same time. I will be leaving for Atlanta Friday morning to go with the Supernovas in what will be the match of all matches. Everything prior to late May in the championship in Omaha. They face the Atlanta Vibe for match number 4 of the season. The last time the Supernovas went to Atlanta, they not only beat Atlanta, but they swept them. And some of that showed up. Strick, you know what it's like to be elite and have somebody come into the crib and put it on you.
Get your feet off my couch, darkness.
Brother Darkness. Yeah, Atlanta came here. So Atlanta is 2-0 in Omaha. But Omaha went down there and put a foot on. So I have to make the professional decision not to go to UFC 300, which pains me.
Who's fighting? Who's the heavy ticket on that one?
So here's the one. So Jamahal Hill, who was the light heavyweight champion, then an injury forced him to take the title because he couldn't defend it. And then Alex Pereira, who, of course, shocked the world and then moved up to light heavy and knocked old dude out. Yeah. Well, that's the feature. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about UFC, especially this one. Pereira Hill is such a good matchup, an elite all-universe kickboxer with good hands versus the all-elite hands former light heavyweight champion with good kickboxing. It's going to be, in my head, Pereira's coming in with the strap. I'm not sure he leaves with it, depending on how well Jamahal Hill has recovered. Jan and Zhang Weili, this is one, the two women fighting for the strawweight title belt. Could, if they had held this at an international location, it would be as big as Nebraska women's volleyball at Memorial Stadium. That's how good a fight this is, and that's just the co-main event. Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway, two Hall of Famers. Again, not even in the feature. Charles Oliveira, former champion.
Yeah, he's phenomenal,
Sarukian too. Is legit. Bo Nickel.
Oh, yeah.
The Penn State phenom against Cody Brundage.
He came in like gangbusters and just started just tearing up the scene.
When you're Bo the Nickel. Chosen one, right? Yeah. You're the chosen one. But Cody brings some things, and there's some local fans that are fans of Cody Brundage. Cody could shock the world because it happens with the elites that they get caught once before they elevate all the way to their greatness. This might be it. Former champions all over the rest of the card. Aljamain Sterling is on the prelim card.
Wow.
Aljamain Sterling and Calvin Kattar are on the prelim card. Prochazka, former light heavyweight champion, prelim card.
Wow.
and I'm not sure that he's not even the favorite. Rakic is the favorite. Also on the prelim, you know, Kayla Harrison? Kayla Harrison, the Olympian who transitioned over to MMA and...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Makes her debut in the UFC. This is one of the greatest female fighters in the history of the sport. She faces Holly Holm.
Wow. Holly's still doing
it. Holly is still number 5 in the world.
Wow.
And Kayla, this is a builder one, right? This is a prelim. That's up.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy, bro.
This one is so Jalen Turner, Jessica Andrade, they're all on the prelim. Jim Miller and Bobby Green. And for boxing purists, Bobby Green is like their favorite because it's always on. Like, oh, Bobby Green having a party night. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of deal. Davison Figueroa and Cody Garbrandt. That's going to be the first fight. Davison Figueroa versus Cody Garbrandt.
Wow.
Is the first fight of the card.
It's a good card.
Yeah. So I wish.
I was the baller. I wish.
I wish I was going to be at it. I was invited to it. I'm not. Vegas will be cracking.
It'll
this
be
weekend.
Popping.
So Strick, I want to dive into this because I need your how you root for who you root for, because I want to set the table for conversation.
Okay.
When you were growing up, who was your baseball hero?
Wow. I would probably say I really looked towards like David Justice, you know, because size, you know, his ability from the left. I just loved the swing of Ken Griffey Jr. Mm-hmm. It was just so pure.
Yep.
Those are two guys that I would probably say.
And then in basketball, who were your heroes?
For me, it was modeling. So mm-hmm. I liked Gary Payton mm-hmm. just because I loved the fact that he had super defensive abilities, even so much that he called him the glove. But his post ability at the point guard position is what I modeled, because I was not a traditional. And to me, that was not traditional.
It's so,
you know, your Mark Dak Jackson, you know, certain guys could do it, but it wasn't traditional to do it. You wasn't going to see Stockton posting anybody up regularly.
Difference, right? Yeah, that in all of what we do, we tend to identify who represents us.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful. Like Austin Duke, like he, in his mind, Austin, I guarantee you, Austin could see himself at his highest form in the Duke system.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to be able to see yourself in uniform to sport it. Austin, is that fair? Who was your hero though?
So, the thing
who
is,
was your
I didn't,
basketball hero?
I didn't really idolize or model, I think, in the same way, because when I think of my first sports introductions, it's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ever played in high school. You know, that's just what I knew, you know, going to play catch with dad. He taught me everything I knew. Watched plenty on TV. Wouldn't say I had a Royals hero necessarily. Could name some guys, but not like, I want to be that guy. Strickland, I'm too young for that. if you're asking me...
It's just rude that he said that.
Yeah.
It's just rude.
Isn't that
my
crazy?
Bad.
Yeah, I'm too young for that.
My bad.
I'm too young for that.
If you're asking me who the first Duke player I remember is, Kyle Singler.
And why? Was there a moment?
Not JJ Redick.
So JJ was going off when I was six.
Okay.
Five, six, 7 years old. So I kind of knew who he was, but didn't really take on the life of its own till later. That Duke title run in 2010, I remember the Baylor, West Virginia, and Butler games specifically. So
he
Lance Thomas was there. But Kyle Singler is the one I always remember gravitating to. More so even than Shire.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. Strick, before I let you get out of here, appreciate you hanging again. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
But, Strick,
yep.
Is there a moment where you remember becoming a basketball fan?
I think I was pretty much always about – because, back then, DP, you know, it was time delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially being on the West Coast mm-hmm. at that time, it was the rivalries that drove me to it. It was because I loved the competition, the rivalries. I was always an underdog guy, so I always looked at the underdogs. But I loved the rivalries of the Celtics-Lakers of those days.
Who'd you root for?
I would probably say I rooted for the Lakers.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
And...
he saw himself in that forum, Stricky. You hit that forum.
But it was so unique though, DP, because, I'm the son of a single dad. Mm-hmm. He's an officer in the Air Force, so there's lots of hours to which I was by myself.
Yeah.
And I would take those opportunities where I would grab a ball. And a lot of the kids in the neighborhood didn't want to play with me because I was like Shaq. I was the Shaq of the neighborhood. Like
Eric Shaqlin.
No, yeah, yeah. No, for real. They did not. They so much so that I would come across as a bully because I'm like, either I'm playing or I'm taking the ball. Like, either I'm playing or I'm knocking somebody out. Like, that's kind of how it was. And look, I was the young guy. I wasn't even the oldest one in the neighborhood. I just was the biggest one.
Yeah.
And I would get the ball, and, you know, they didn't have the nets.
Right.
It was just I would literally play as if I was playing Lakers Celtics, and I would count down, and I would play like I would make every pass. I'd be like the point guard. I'd be like Magic, bringing it up. I was working on handles, and then I would throw it into Kareem and act like I was Kareem in the paint or Worthy taking him off the dribble. And then I was guarding Bird, but I would play the Celtics too. I would act like I was, you know, DJ and Bird and Parrish. And I would literally play my own little game in my mind. Like my imagination, I think this is what made me a good player, was my imagination was next level. Like I could actually be out there and I could see it as if I was.
Visualization?
My visualization, yeah. I could literally see it as if I was there. With shot clocks and everything.
Oh no, that was literally how I knew I was going to be in sports.
Yeah.
In my life. Yeah, I literally knew that. All right, Strick, bro, appreciate you, man. No Austin, doubt. Let's send this man out of here. We will come back to old school and we'll dive into your moments, the moments that you identified yourself as a fan.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.